You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. We have come to the point where there's no more relevant book right now to study than the book of Revelation. And that is the only New Testament book that's apocalyptic in nature. That is, it's an unveiling of what's to come in the future. We're in the middle of a fantastic series. I've never preached this out of the pulpit on Sunday morning. I have many times on Wednesdays and at other times, midweek Bible study, but I've never preached it from the pulpit on a Sunday morning. And I'm really excited the way this is going, and hopefully you can bear witness to that. Have you been enjoying these programs you've been hearing here on WGOD Radio? Well, it's onward and upward today. We're in Chapter 8. I've entitled this sermon, Sound the Trumpets. It'll play the rest of this week. This is part one now of this message, as we're getting into the trumpet judgments here in chapters 8 and chapter 9. Real quick, I invite you out to Ireland this weekend, this Sunday morning at 10:30. God's doing a great work there. I invite you to come by this week. We're in chapter 9 on Sunday. We're going to be looking at this Euphrates River. We're looking at four angels that have been bound under the River Euphrates, prepared for this day, week, month, and year. Since eternity past, God put them there. Now we're going to see what happens when finally the time comes where they are set loose. And that's where we're at this Sunday morning. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We'd love to see you this week. We're going to look and see. Well, we'll leave that for this weekend, but I don't want you to miss this sermon. And I would love to see you on Sunday morning. Here in the meantime, on Tuesday morning, we are going to hear part one now of this message, Sound the Trumpets.
You know, Rich Mullins got in so much trouble for writing a song like that, to use the word reckless and God in the same sentence. It's a song that he wrote called The Reckless Raging Fury That They Call the Love of God. And his critics just, they just strung him up for that. Now, there's another fantastic song. It's so accurate, isn't it? The great love of God that he has for us. I've entitled this sermon, Sound the Trumpets. This will start playing on the radio on Tuesday as well at 7 a.m. on the 91.5 or 11:45 a.m. On our sister station, the 1510 a.m. We're in chapter 8 of the book of Revelation. What an exciting study so far, hasn't it been? A study and a series that has been easy to understand. Am I right? We've understood everything clearly up until today. I've heard others like J. Vernon McGee say the book of Revelation is the easiest of all books to understand, once you understand the symbolism in the book. We left off in heaven. We're in the last division of this letter, if you remember. The Lord Jesus instructed John chapter 1, verse 19, he said, write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. It's a threefold division. We're in the third part of this now, starting in chapter 4. And now up in heaven, the Lamb of God, remember the symbolism, the Lamb who was slain is loosing the seals on this scroll. The Lamb being who? Right, think back to John the Baptist, right? Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. I guess one could say the symbolism all the way back in the book of Exodus of the scapegoat, the lamb that they laid hands on of all the sins of the people. And then they sent him away into the wilderness. The symbolism of the lamb. It's easy to understand who that is. It's easy to understand who that is when you get to chapter 13 and he says, behold, I saw someone with two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. It's easy to understand who that is. It's a false Christian or a counterfeit Christian. Someone who appears to be a Christian on the outside, but inside he's got the devil on the inside of him. We'll get to that one here coming up. Now up in heaven, the Lamb of God is loosing the seals on this scroll. And as he loosens a seal, a corresponding action is taking place on planet Earth. In chapter 6, as the Lamb opens one of the seals, we see a horse being dispatched to the earth to accomplish whatever task it's been given, being it horse or a rider. Rider, certainly. Though there's significance to the color of the horse, right? The first horse went out conquering. He had a bow, but no arrows. Presumably, a time of false peace. Paul warned us of this time. He says, when they say to you, peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as like a woman that's pregnant. The second seal unleashed the second horse, which took all the peace from the earth, causing people to kill each other. This is what happens in this world when you don't have peace. People go around killing each other. My encouragement to you was don't give yours up. Don't let anyone take yours. Guard it. The Lord Jesus Christ is the dispenser of peace. He's the Prince of Peace. He says, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives. And he said, let not your heart be troubled. The third seal ushered in the third horse that brought famine with him. Remember Revelation chapter 11, verse 7. It says that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. 1,260 days. 3.5 years of no rain. Imagine how it's going to be here on planet Earth with 3.5 years of no rain. Imagine the fighting at Publix that's going to be going on. Look at the fighting now when there's a hurricane threat. Look what happens in Publix when there's a hurricane coming. Man, those shelves are empty. Or at Walmart. Can you imagine that, Mike? How it's going to be at Walmart after 3 years of no rain? The Old Testament, we read that they were boiling their children in drought. So this third rider brought famine with him, and famine is a result of drought. The fourth seal brought the fourth horse, a sickly pale horse, who brought death. I said, it's a sickly pale. This limo had an attachment on the back of it, right? Hades followed him, or hell. Now we're going to pick it up today on this seventh seal of this scroll, chapter 8, verse 1. We're in Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. Now when he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. Oh, I bet you could hear a pin drop. Maybe in fear over what was to come next. I do not know. Can you imagine that? 30 minutes? 30 minutes without your phone going ding, text message, emails, alerts, all the noise that we hear all day. 30 minutes of silence. Man, I bet that could just cut like a knife. Can you imagine that? In heaven for 30 minutes? From those that live there? Verse 2, and I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets, salpingos. Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. Think about the prayers that we pray. The prayers you're going to pray for all those on this prayer list. This is what happens to them. Let me encourage you. That God hears your prayers. Even though you might not see the answer at the times when you want. I certainly don't. But I read these things and I don't give up and keep on praying. Even when we don't see the answers. When we would like to see the answers. And you know, I hear Christians all the time trashing incense and churches that burn incense during their services. And that is just plain ignorant. God says this in the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi. He said, from the rising of the sun, even to its going down, my name will be great among the Gentiles. In every place, incense shall be. That's future, by the way. Incense will be offered to my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the nations, saith the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. Let's get the record straight. God loves incense. God loves incense. Incense smells good. What's wrong with God liking the smell of incense? He probably likes the smell of waffles. They smell good. He likes incense too. So much so, they mix it with your prayers. That's what God thinks about incense. See, the problem is people throw out the baby with the bathwater. If you burn incense, they call you weird or call you Catholic. So plays and skits are in, but incense is out. No, that's backwards. Nowhere does it say in here, I am the Lord and I love skits. It says, I am the Lord and I love incense. And it will continually burn it. Because I enjoy it. And the smell of it. Incense. So here in chapter 8, we've got a mixture of the prayers. Now I believe this is the prayers of the saints on the earth at that time. And the sweet smell of incense.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.